I'd rather, you know, you fix it than the police coming saying everything's got to go.
Exactly. It used to be at 6 in the morning, 6 or 7 in the morning, they'll come by, take your tents down.
Oh, I go by 00.
They call me 00 because I became an agent for the citizens of the streets. I'm the emperor of Vineland. We call this Vineland, even though Vineland is in North Hollywood. We renamed this.
You need help moving some stuff? What? I've got a strong young man here.
Stronger than me? Hey, young man.
How's it going?
Oh, come on in.
Well,
there's
that, bro.
Remember this?
I landed on Vineland June 3rd of last year. Well, since I lost my job, ended the divorce, and then I moved in with my mom. As soon as mom decided to pack up and go to Vegas, I say about 2 months later, I lost my job. And that was like 3 years ago. And I've been sofa surfing and doing things like that. But I'm not the type of guy, because I wasn't raised that way, to have a handout. Since I've been here, I have gotten work, like in the hills from the community. The community right here, the gentleman right here that owns this right here, he owns this pawn shop, even though it's closed. He pays me to keep the street clean.
I've
always been attracted to Hollywood, you know, because I grew up in L.A., of course. But I always have been attracted to the lore of Hollywood and the glamour. So I always wanted to live in Hollywood. Matter of fact, if you look at it, the view that I get right here is priceless. Come on, downtown Hollywood. This is downtown Hollywood, bro. I don't care where you put us humans. We learn to adjust and adapt to our surroundings and make the best of it. And then they look at us as we are less than. And we're not less than. We're the same as anybody else.
That's right.
The tourists come in from around the world, and they see people homeless on the streets. They don't want people to see that. Okay, sure, they don't want to see that, but what are you doing to prevent that? So if they gave us the preventive measures, then you wouldn't see all this gloom and misery, because it's billions of dollars being generated. You know, you can't just arrest us. You can't just tell us not to do that. And you're not helping us. They have the funding, they have the money. You know, and a lot of us want the help, including me. I want the help, you know, because don't let this fool you. Don't let the look fool you. Because a lot of us are God-fearing, hardworking, and we believe in our system, you know. But does the system believe in us? That's my little castle right there. I am the emperor. I am the emperor. And I am 00, and I love all y'all. People like Ashley and them, they with their support and the good citizens, it inspires me.
Hello, Ashley Bennett.
So was there was a city sweep scheduled this morning?
Every Monday. Yeah. So if you look at one of the signs.
This is a special enforcement zone
around the Lodi Women's Shelter, which hasn't had openings in, you know, from the time I worked the loss, so over a year, and just feels like it's very unfair because there are men and women and two-spirited individuals who live out here who aren't even eligible to get into that shelter. So, I mean, we started the first day that they did this 3 or 4 months ago when they actually declared the zone, and that was the first time that we actually convinced them to just do a trash pickup instead of a comprehensive sweep. Today was definitely scheduled as a comprehensive, though. But we haven't even seen them yet, so hopefully this has worked out. The community comes out to support and advocates for the residents here, lets them know that nobody should have to leave and be displaced 2 blocks and move all of their worldly belongings, especially during COVID. That's just inhumane and unhealthy. But we need to have an alternate model to make sure our unhoused neighbors get the sanitation and health and cleanliness that they need. But yeah, every Monday, and we plan on being out here every Monday to do our community cleanup until, you know, we could agree that the community can take this into their own hands. What we're working towards is we want regular trash pickup. You know, living in an apartment when you're housed, you get your dumpster taken out 2 or 3 times a week, you know? That's what folks here need as well. They don't need a comprehensive sweep where all the trash builds up once a week. They just need trash pickup 2 or 3 times a week. If you have 10, 15 people living in an encampment, things pile up.
My name is Robin Kung. I wanted to get a little bit more in touch with, like, what's actually happening on this in the city, what's happening on the streets. This is my first time in a very long time. And actually, we actually drove quite a bit to get here. Well, we drove from Orange County. It's interesting what happens with social media and what you can find out. We could do this much closer to home, but I think having an organization that announces and organizes is definitely motivating. And I think what we learned here, we could take back to wherever we are coming from. I know that it's getting much more expensive for our generation to maintain a standard of living. And you know, what's happening to some people here, it could happen to anybody. You don't see this happening in the same way in other parts of the world. And we're the wealthiest country in the world. It just scares me as to if this ever happened to me.
So my name is General Dogon, and I'm a people's organizer with the LA Community Action Network on Skid Row. By 2005 is when I first started, and this is when the city was just being sued for Jones versus the City of Los Angeles, and Jones was a Eighth Amendment cruel to unusual punishment, where Mr. Jones was an elderly black man that was that had a medical problem, and every time he was stopped arrest, he was arrested, criminalized for it. So it was a misdemeanor, and it was 5 days in the county jail. And so to make a long story short, the city was dinged in federal court, you know, understand me, and found guilty of violating Eighth Amendment. And so they was told to make amends. They would allow people to sleep on the streets of Los Angeles from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., right, until the city built 1,200 units of permanent support housing. So that's the catch. You know, at the time, I mean, if you was a council member, you the mayor in particular, right, and you just been found guilty in federal court, bells and everything else should go off in your head to tell you, okay, this is the time for the city to start investing in housing. So the city didn't do that. They did the exact opposite. They did the worstest thing that a city could do. And they turned around, and that's investing in the broken windows policing. And for the next 10 years, the city would proceed forward march to police their way out of homelessness, right? And the cleanups ain't cheap. Yeah. You know what I mean? This shit is costing the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. And at the same time, homelessness, you know what I mean, is going up and up and up.
We need to defund the city cleanup crew and the police out the homeless budget, right? And then reinvest that money into housing for poor, right? That's what we need.
They need to be put under a federal consent decree where the feds come in and take over the homeless situation. But now, can we depend on the feds to do a good job? Who the hell can do a good job? You know who? The people, the community, just like we out here doing it now.
All right, my name's Travis Crown, C-R-O-W-N. I used to be homeless, and so I just know that this is such a big problem because the city, just as soon as they see anything dirty, they just think they can throw away everyone's tents and everyone's belongings, forgetting their people, and this is where they live. And it's like documentation is gone, like birth certificates, and like this is like the simple stuff that people need to get into housing. Like cell phones, like all that stuff. So yeah, they just gotta let people live.